Today on Press TV, Russia has proposed a rival draft resolution on the humanitarian crisis in Syria after threatening to veto a Western and Arab-backed text. UN diplomats say the Russian draft includes parts of the already presented text. Earlier, Moscow accused Washington of deliberately distorting its position on Syria. Over 200 civilians have been evacuated from militant-held areas in the Syrian city of Homs. Governor Talal al-Barazi says the evacuation operation went well. More than 1,000 men, women and children have been moved out of the flashpoint city since Friday. Press freedom in the United States has declined significantly. Reporters Without Borders says the U.S. is now in the 46th place out of 180 countries. The group says Washington's crackdown on whistleblowers and its spy scandal are largely to blame for the plunge. A U.S. senator takes legal action against President Barack Obama's administration over the government's massive phone surveillance. Rand Paul says Washington's collection of telephone metadata from millions of Americans is in breach of the Constitution. He says there's no evidence that one terror attack has been prevented by the spying. The U.S. Senate has approved a one-year extension of the Federal Borrowing Authority. The bill will now go to President Barack Obama to be signed into law. The measure will enable the government to borrow money to fund its budget obligations. Afghanistan is set to free 65 inmates within the next 24 hours. The government says it doesn't have enough evidence to keep them behind bars. The United States has voiced concern over the release, saying some of the prisoners are dangerous criminals with links to Al-Qaeda. Reports say two people have been killed and nearly two dozen others injured during pro- and anti-government rallies in Venezuela. The violence took place in the capital Caracas when unknown gunmen opened fire on student protesters clashing with security forces. The students were out to denounce the economic policies of the government. The UN Food Agency has launched emergency food airlifts to the Central African Republic. The World Food Programme's first cargo aircraft, loaded with 80 tons of rice, has landed in the capital Bangui. The UN says over a million people in the city are in need of food assistance. Those latest here on Press TV.